With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats growing concerned over new data about voters. Correspondent Ken Lohrman reports voters are leaving the party in droves.
According to a new analysis of voter registration data by the New York Times, fewer and fewer Americans are choosing to be Democrats. The exodus is occurring in battleground states, the bluest states, even the reddest states. The Times says Democrats lost about 2.1 million registered voters between the 2020 and 2024 elections in 30 states, along with Washington, D.C., that allow people to register with a political party. Republicans gained 2.4 million. Ken Lohrman reporting.
President Trump says he will fire a Federal Reserve governor unless she resigns. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. President Trump is vowing to take action unless she steps down.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Cook said she had no intention of being bullied to step down and that she takes any questions about her financial history seriously. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Moscow accusing Ukraine of drone strikes, sparking a fire at a nuke power plant in the Kursk region early Sunday as Ukraine marked its Independence Day. That fire, by the way, was quickly extinguished with no injuries, though a transformer was damaged. Meanwhile, Russia claimed to have shot down 95 Ukrainian drones overnight. Thousands of homes under evacuation orders, warnings because of wildfires in Northern California and parts of Central Oregon. Firefighters have their hands full with the hot, dry weather, too. This is SRN News. Costco staying out of the abortion business.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In other Indian states, making it harder to spread the gospel, officials in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. The state, the first in India to expand its anti-conversion ban in this way, and it's feared other states will follow suit now. This is SRN News. Well, a new report on great white sharks in the New England area, and it appears you should be relatively safe if you're out there swimming. Well, unless you happen to be a seal, then you just might have a lot of trouble on your hands. More on that story from correspondent Julie Walker.
New data shows those great white sharks made famous 50 years ago by the movie Jaws are spending more time in the chilly waters off New England and Atlantic Canada. Sightings of the apex predators are up in places like Maine, where 19 unique white sharks were recorded last year on 47 separate dates, according to the Maine Department of Marine Resources. Scientists linked the sightings to increased availability of the seals the sharks feast on and say beachgoers are generally very safe from shark bites. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.